This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so what is really going on? Well, first of all, let's get some things straight. The great socialist experiment in all France is done. Well, I mean, for right now anyway. Everybody protesting, going crazy, $7 a gallon for gasoline. I mean, just all kinds of crazy things, tax, just like what they're doing out here in California, right? Anyway, they suspend their fuel tax. Just a little bit of reprieve from the great socialist state of, well, en français. That's just part of what's going on. Anyway, it's not enough, though. But that's we'll just have to wait and see. Donald Trump pays his respect to George Bush. Both he and Melania were at the rotunda and paid their respects to George Bush, the senior, who brought us the United Nations Agenda 21. Okay, so we just, I guess can't get away from that, but that's true. That's absolutely true. Okay, so what else is really going on? I'm telling you, this voter fraud issue is not going to go away from California. It is not. It is absolutely not going to go away. So, what's going to happen? I think there's going to be scrutiny, if you know what I mean. Absolutely, I think there's going to be scrutiny. And I think it's, I think it's absolutely imperative that we have this. I absolutely do. Because it's about time, isn't it? This whole system in California, the whole system has run amok. There's no doubt about it. So with California electoral system, we're going to be talking in the third hour to a guest who was actually taken in the ballots. And so it sort of proved to you that, this whole business about Fox News and Chris Steyerwald calling the election 90 minutes before the closing of the polls in California. How despicable that really truly was. Anyway, we're going to be talking about that too. Okay, a lot of other things. Also, grievance number 46 in today's venue. We will read that too. Actually, I think we might even breach a little bit and go back to 45 and read it so that you understand what is going on there. I'll do maybe both 44 or 45 and 46 today. Just to kind of let you know. So you can see those. They're up on the website at newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. You can read all about those. And also make sure you visit newcaliforniastate.com and help out the fire victims up there. And we're going to be doing a great deal of work up there in Butte County and other places as well. So anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I really want to say once again, thank you very, very much for all the things that you do as listeners for us here on the radio show, and also to our citizen journalists who play a very, very, very big role in what we're doing here at Agenda 21 Radio and also in other things far and wide. Okay, so Trump pays his last respects to George Bush. Now, the other thing, too, that is interesting is that the digital media bubble, is it bursting? Now, our own Chris Street has been saying that it does, and it is. Says that the clock is ticking down here. This is now in Drudge. I mean, this is the thing. I wake up and I look at Drudge and go, wow, Chris Street predicted that. As usual, he predicted that months ago. Well, even more than that, he saw this. This is the thing that I think that's really kind of dominating and should be dominating, at least for a while now, because, you know, we had a tech bubble burst in 2000. You may recall that at the end of the, I think it was right at the tail end of the Bill Clinton era, and then, of course, George Bush picks it up, right? It's always that way. We're just going to give you a big fat one here when you leave office, and then the newbie comes in and gets slammed like crazy, right? So, clock ticks down. Digital media bubble bursting. I'm biting on this article. I want you to understand. We'll probably come back to this also in the third hour to some degree about how this whole thing works. It says, that's hurting generation of promising young journalists. Digital media bubble bursting. It says here, about 5 years ago, I was asked to visit the newsroom at Mike, a digital media startup backed by venture capitalist, and focused on news for the millennial audience. As the public editor of the New York Times, I suppose I was seen as an expert in traditional journalism ethics, especially, though, through the eyes of Mike's reporters and editors, mostly in their 20s and many in their first jobs out of school. And because I was active on Twitter and writing a frequent blog, perhaps I looked like I knew how to bridge the gap, if you will, from old school to new school. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing. I remember how smart I was and so on. But last week, Mike was the latest of its ilk to crash and burn. More than 100 employees were fired amid word that its staffless shell would be sold to another media company. A gutting experience was how the editor, Carrie Lauman, formerly the Washington Post, put it, along with his boss, publisher Corey Hake. Now, this is an interesting media genre, and it was a genre that was designed to attack the millennials. And I don't, you know, they poured a lot of money into these things, and I'm not too sure that that was real smart. I'll tell you why. Because millennials, like, you know, even the baby boomers had discovered that they can do this on their own. They don't need no stinking corporations. They don't need no big, you know, newsrooms and things like that. They could do, you know, the finding out on their... And then, of course, YouTube hit. Now, those of you that are not familiar with this, and I know a lot of my audience is not, but a lot of news is delivered nowadays either by the social medias, and especially Twitter seems to be the favorite, obviously, because of Donald Trump, and also YouTube. Those are really kind of, I think, it's Snap and some of these other ones, Instagram. Those are really the way in which most news is now being delivered. Outside of the traditional things like radio, like we're doing right now, digital radio, we've had a huge impact. Red State Talk Radio in particular, we had a huge impact on how the news is being delivered, and we really appreciate that. But, you know, having a setup, see, this is what they tried to do was bring about a traditional variety of news to the millennials and package it in such a way that it was, I guess you'd say corporate light news delivery. It's not working. It's not working. And that's exactly what we're seeing here. Most people can now create their own news systems and do a lot of self-reporting, and a lot of people are. It's becoming, to a lot of people, just secondhand, by nature to them. It's becoming, just part of what they do every single day. They're looking down at their phones. They're texting. They're playing a part. And, you know, like, we get citizen journalists here that are contributing to Agenda 21 Radio on a daily basis. And we glean their stories. They help us put things together. And we're really, really appreciative of that. This is what I say. The news stream media is here, but it's not corporatized. And that's why you're going to see an even bigger drop in these. There's a few are going to hang around. DC Caller, as an example. But not like we've seen in a corporate venture area. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, what's going on at the border? That's sort of what we're looking at right now. What is really going on at the border? I think we're winning. And it's kind of interesting. I think Donald Trump's got something up his sleeves in the sense that he's going to make Mexico pay for what's going on at the border and pay for the wall. They're paying for what's going on at the border now because everybody's got a tent city thing. You know, they've got the shelters and all this other stuff. But there's some problems with the shelters, like we've found here, of course, in Northern California. The problems with the shelters are the shelters oftentimes run into sanitary conditions, and then, you know, diseases start to spread because you have people living in such close proximity to one another. Just sort of a natural thing. And so they're being forced to close down a lot of these various shelters that they have. Now, I've heard estimates from 6,000 to 7,000 people that are involved with this. Now, it's actually, I think, a bigger number than that that's scattered. If you get out beyond the reaches of Tijuana. Now, I don't know if you guys, how many have ever been down there? I've been down there numerous times. Not in the last 15 years. Easily 15 years. Is it 15 years? No. Not even that long. Not even 15. I think the last time I was down there was about maybe 8 years ago. That's right, 8 years ago. And it wasn't good then. It's not good now. And it's, in other words, there's a lot of diaspora on the outskirts of Tijuana at any one time. And it's the most amazing thing as you drive down the highway. Man, I can't remember the name of highway there. You get out beyond the reaches of the city center there in Tijuana. And everybody's living under bushes. Hundreds, thousands of people living under bushes. It's, you know, it's kind of like what we're seeing along the freeways of California right now. Same thing. People living in the bushes near the highway. They break out the, you know, they get a cardboard box, they get a tent or something like that, and they're just living there. And, of course, that's been going on in Tijuana for a long time. So you put that number in with these, I'll go 6,000. On the people that are there in Tijuana. You put that number in with the 6,000, and you might have maybe 10 to 15,000. I think it's much bigger than that. It might be as many as 20,000. Because they're just ubiquitous. They're everywhere. Living under these, in these cardboard boxes and in very, very, very unsanitary conditions. That is the nature of the beast, if you know what I mean. So, anyway, I just wanted to bring this to your attention because this is not good. When you bring in the 6,000 that are highly concentrated in Tijuana, plus you have thousands more living on the outskirts, they start to mix. And you see, that's what was really driving a lot of the tensions that were going on at the border. But now we have other issues going forward. We're going to get this Griff Jenkins, who's, by the way, I think done a very stellar job so far reporting down there. He's been one of them.
About 10 miles south of the border, and this is the news shelter. Let me have you take a look here. This is really the first time we've gotten in here today to see people are starting to mill around. But you'll notice one of the big things is a concrete floor. There's a lot more space. But here's the thing. Officials are telling us that they estimate between 2,500 to 3,000 of the original 6,000 migrants are in this spot, meaning that there are some 3,000 unaccounted for because they had more than 6,000 in the old one where they had so many unsanitary problems, widespread sickness, lice infestations. Meanwhile, this comes as Mexico inaugurated their new president, AMLO as he's known, and sent Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard to Washington to meet with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo yesterday to address common challenges. They want to continue to work on a broad agreement over a deal that would ultimately keep the migrants in Mexico while the asylum applications play out. Now, while we were here yesterday, we talked to one of the organizers for Pueblo Sin Fronteras helping this migrant group. His name is Luis Cruz, and I asked him if he had a message for President Trump and if he could account for the number of criminal elements that we've seen with a MS-13 gang member arrested last week, as well as a known convicted murderer. Here is what Luis Cruz had to say.
Let these people in. Just let them try. Let them try. I mean, most of these people are not bad. We don't know what they, if they part of a gang member, or if they gang members or not, because they hide.
They hide, yeah. Really?
It's unclear exactly when we can expect maybe an agreement between the foreign minister and his Washington counterparts, but the hope is that they'll have something. The foreign minister saying he'd like to see something like a Marshall Plan for Central America.
Yeah, a Marshall Plan for Central America. Okay. Well, you know, the thing is...
Energizer is now again...
Hello. The thing is, for these, for the Central America, you got to get rid of the corruption. I'm sorry, it's not even an apology, but you got to get rid of the corruption there. You know, the it's an amazing, corruption's everywhere in Central, it's just part of what you do. I mean, there's, you know, and of course, well, of course, California, corruption, right? It's not, it's... The cartels run everything, the churches run everything, and governance is just hard to come by, you know. And there's no government by the people and for the people. There's no representative government. You know, the United States is still an assemblance of a republic, by the way. And we're going to use that term, right, a republic. There's very much a republic still. But down in those countries, it's not that way. It is not. No matter how they couch it, it is not. It's a corruption, and you got to deal with the corruption first. So will a Marshall Plan work? I don't think so. There's got to be some assembly. I don't. I really do. There's got to be a real change that has to go on, starting with the churches on up in Central and South America to eliminate the corruption. Now, that would be really wonderful if we could, you know, bring about some thriving economies down there, tourism, that sort of thing. That you know, those are always the plums. That's a low hanging fruit. The real root, the real problem, is the morality of the people. That's what it comes down to. And you know, then supplying them a governmental system, a structure that is going to be a good infrastructure for them to start businesses, start capital. See, the socialist model just does not work down there. It becomes tyranny. Gee, what's happening in France right now? What's happening in California? You know, I was making this point last night. I was giving a speech to Tea Party, and I was making this point last night that we in California are we're an insurrection right now. It's a failed state. California is a failed state. Like it or not. I mean, everybody says, oh, we got the freeways, we're driving along, we got TV, we got business. Do you really? You think with this last election... That's a demonstration that everything is good in the hood in California? Are you kidding me? No, the breakdown is starting, and we don't see it quite yet. We don't see it. But, you know, they certainly see it in Central and South America and in Mexico. They get it. That's just the way they roll. Corruption, corruption, corruption. Venezuela, corruption, all of it.
the breakdown of their societies took some time. You know about Venezuela. They were really a pretty good thriving country about, 10, 15 years ago. And then all of a sudden, socialism really kicked in, did the double clutch. And all of a sudden, look where they're at now. No water for you, no food for you, or the rest of the people of Venezuela, or Central and South America, for that matter. That's what's happening in California. We're just at the starting to bubble phase. We're bubbling up to socialism. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. CNN trashes Trump. No quarter. Says media uses Bush tragedy to criticize Trump. Okay. Well, this is interesting how they do things over at CNN, of course. The Communist News Network, they've been called that for a long time. You know, back in the day when CNN was really CNN. It was a pretty awesome channel. Of course, it was the only thing going on with satellites.
Joining me now, we have an amazing panel. Former governor of Arkansas and Fox News contributor Mike Huckabee, presidential historian, Reagan biographer Craig Shirley, and former White House counsel to George H.W. Bush, Ambassador C. Boyden Gray. All of you, it is great to have you. I know former President Bush would have loved the fact that we're all getting together to talk about this moment and his legacy and honor him for who he was, his patriotism, his love of country, his deep sense of public service. Craig, I want to start with you. Wouldn't Bush, I mean, you knew him. I knew him not as well as Boyden. I want to hear from Boyden on this. But we grew up as in the Reagan Revolution. Sure. I worked for President Reagan, yeah. Reagan Bush. I mean, we worked there. If it weren't for Reagan Bush, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be doing
Neither
this.
Neither would I.
None of us would be
right.
here doing
That's
this.
Right. It'd be a different world.
Yeah, so a different world. But I have to believe that the man he was wouldn't have loved a lot of the stuff he's hearing.
You know, what's amazing is that you know, when Eisenhower was in office, they derided Eisenhower as having, they couldn't read if his lips were chapped. Then he becomes a battering ram to be used by the establishment against conservatives. Richard Nixon was cited the other day, I saw on MSNBC, as an exemplary president. Remember how they treated Richard Nixon in office. Gerald Ford was mocked when he was in the White House, and then they made him an exemplary figure. They like presidents Republican presidents who no longer have power. They bashed the heck out of George Bush when he was in office, annoyed the, you know, the bumper sticker in 92, annoyed the media, vote for Bush.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah. In 88, he had famous dust-ups with the media. He banned Newsweek from his campaign plane because they produced that awful
cover.
You never
know this. We're going to get to the media angle on this. But now I have to say, Boyden, as the White House counsel, you knew the Bushes so well. When I first met you, I mean, it was just at the end of the Bush era in 1992. It was a heartbreaking loss. But, you know, listening to Bill Kristol, for instance, today, he tried to capture what he thought were the big conflicts of the moment. Again, at a time where it's just great to honor who Bush was. Let's watch.
There were Reagan Republicans and Bush Republicans, George W. Bush Republicans and McCain Republicans. But what strikes me compared to today is what they all have in common, and that the Reagan Republicans and the Bush Republicans and the McCain Republicans, some were a little more conservative than others, they had different views on some issues, but they all respected the country, respected the institutions, tried to live up to what they thought was a pretty impressive history and a pretty impressive future for this country. And that is, unfortunately, I believe, a contrast with the Donald Trump's Republican Party.
I kind of agreed with everything
up until the very last minute.
Boyden, your sense about just how rank the abuse of this moment is, just to, again, as Craig said, bash Trump.
It doesn't make any sense, and he wouldn't have done this. That is, 41 wouldn't have. And two of Trump's greatest achievements, deregulation and judges, were right out of the Bush playbook. So I don't understand why Kristol would turn what was actually a pretty good recital into a negative in the last two sentences.
Isn't it amazing? And again, we get this is kind of traditional for those people that don't know about the death process when a president dies. This is kind of the shameless thing that goes on. But you know, of course, he really, his statements were very, very up to par. We're talking about Kristol until the very end. Then, of course, he just couldn't resist bashing Trump, which is seemingly the way they do things in Washington.
Yeah. Doesn't make any sense.
Governor Huckabee, like all of us.
By the way, that was Gordon Gray. He was a Bush person. George Bush in the White House with George Bush making those comments about Trump in a positive way.
Sitting here who owes so much to the Reagan-Bush legacy. To see, the family gathered, this is a moment of mourning. And it's a moment of reflection on a life well lived. Policy debates, they're important. Craig writes about them. I speak about them. But at this moment, it's about this incredible man. I mean, what an amazing family this was. I mean, they were well to do, but they never lost that kind of innate sense of love of country, and love of family, and their faith, which is being underplayed by some today, conveniently.
You know, if I'm going to get a lesson in how to deal with a death and how to do it with class and dignity, I'm not going to look to Mika Brzezinski. I'm not going to look to Nicole Wallace or Bill Kristol. I'm going to look to President George H.W. Bush, who Even though he was not real fond of the 45th president and thought that some of his ways were not his, but he intentionally made sure that this president would be invited to be a part of the funeral service. Laura, that's class. That's dignity. That's the President Bush that we loved and considered to be a great statesman, who loved his country more than he disliked anybody. And I think he gave us the template for how to handle these kind of moments. And we ought to be taking our lessons from the man that we're honoring, whose casket lies in state at the Capitol right now.
Yeah. Okay, so there's really nothing new here. The usual suspects are trashing Trump again. And in a moment like this, and of course, you got to remember that they love to gin up all the never Trumpers, all the hatred, all the animus that was from before. They want to bring that forward, continue to bring that forward, because they just can't loop. They just can't get over the fact they lost. So at every turn, they're going to do this. But you know, again, we're playing off the fact that Donald Trump was not invited to John McCain's funeral, which I'm sure actually maybe the president would have gone as the president had invited, but I'm sure it wouldn't have been a comfortable situation for him. But again, the no-class McCain thing is evident there. And Bush, to his credit, showing some class, not the Agenda 21 part of it, which I'm not too sure he totally got focused on that, but did invite the President of the United States, made sure the President was there. The dignity that he had, because he was a former President, he understands that. You asked the President to be there, and the President has a responsibility to another President to be there, but not to a John McCain. So they're trying to play a little bit on the rub on that one. McCain's over. McCain, the whole McCain thing, it's done. Isn't that nice? And there's going to be some other ones that are going to be just as nice moving forward. I mean, I'd more than happy to feed off of that one. More than happy to. Anyway, okay, so we got a bunch of other things going. France suspends its fuel tax. Get into this. I'm going to tease you on this side here. Macron makes U-turn on fuel tax increases in face of yellow vest protests. A lesson for everybody in California, right? Now, what's going to happen in California is New California. That's what's going to happen in California. That is what is going to happen in California. In other words, the revolt is going on right now. The revolt is going on towards California. This is the revolt, New California. And it's working. It's moving forward. No stopping, no turning back. So, you know, I look at this whole thing with the yellow jackets, and I say, that's just New California. Absolutely New California. So the revolt is on. Get your yellow jackets out. I think maybe we'll start doing that. We'll start wearing yellow jackets in New California. The warning to the, of course, everybody else. I like that idea. En français. You know, the French, relationship that we had. Anyway, we'll be right back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Oh boy, let's see. What do we got here? California sustainable poverty. Okay, I'm going to get to that. This is an article by Chris Street, which is, he's just posted. It's just coming out on American Thinker. And, it's up and it's running, and we're going to be looking at that one. Sustainable poverty. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Here we go. I'm going to get back to this. Come on, come on, come on. Oh, yeah, Macron. Now, Macron does this U-turn, right? Because they're just tearing up France. Everybody's revolting because of what? The high taxes. Now, this is Jerry Brown's world in California. We're Frenchified in California. Get it? Now, there's some very connect-the-dot things going on between France and California in Jerry Brown's world. And here it is. And you know, be Gavin Newsom's world, the monoparty system. Which, by the way, is getting finally recognized. We've been saying monoparty system on our grievances now. This is up to 46. And they're starting to, it's starting to become more mainstream. We saw it in American Thinker. We saw it in I think, the D.C. Caller. It's called, some of the other ones, some of the other authors are writing it up now. As a mono one-party system. One-party California. Things like that. What's all monoparty system, right? And so it's a playoff of what's going on with our grievances. The grievances are working in a very strange way. So anyway, France's prime minister on Tuesday suspended planned increases to fuel taxes for at least 6 months in response to weeks of sometimes violent protest, the first major U-turn by Emmanuel Macron and his administration. He's been in office for 18 months. In announcing the decision, the prime minister Eduardo Felipe said anyone would have to be deaf or blind not to see or hear the rolling anger on the streets over a policy that Macron has defended as critical to combating climate change. His policy to tax into oblivion carbon from gasoline, carbon, right? Carbon-based fuels is at the root of this evil. The French, who have donned yellow vests, wanted taxes to drop and work to pay. That's also what we want. If I didn't manage to explain it, if the ruling majority didn't manage to convince the French, then something must change, said Felipe. No taxes were jeopardizing the unity of the nation. Unless you're in California, though. Along with the delay to tax increases that were set for January, Felipe said the time would be used to discuss other measures to help the working poor and squeezed middle class who rely on vehicles to get to work and go shopping. So the delay till January. Earlier, officials had hinted at a possible increase in the minimum wage, but Felipe made no such comment. He warned citizens, however, that they could not expect better public services and lower taxes. In the events of recent days, which have shown us one thing, it's that the French want neither an increase in taxes or newer taxes. If the tax take falls, then spending must fall. Because we don't want to pass our debts on to our children, and those debts are already sizable. Now, it's kind of interesting because I heard as I was, because the TV blurs in the other room. You guys don't know that. TV's blurring in the other room, and I'm walking around listening to all this stuff. And I did hear, I don't know if it was some CNN or somebody, that what's becoming a big concern nationally, is the ever-increasing pension debt in the nation. Really? This is becoming national news today, now? December 2018? We've been pounding on the table for that one for years. What's up with that picture? What is up with that picture? In California, of course, the sizable debt is California is a big chunk of it. So, what are we going to do about that? But this is the bigger issue here. And this is the thing I'm going to get. I'm going to squeeze Chris's article in there. I think I am. Gosh, it's already that time. Is climate change. Macron did this because of climate change. And he wants everybody in the EU, and everybody in the EU wants everybody in the EU and every place else to come along with the climate change global warming notion. Don't use coal to heat yourself. That's what they're trying to tell the Poles right now. How's that working out for Poland? Hey, listen, but here's the deal. And all this stuff where they talk about California, is China or India going to go along with this? They have the biggest carbon footprints of all. You know, it reminds me of the story of an individual that I was listening to. And he was talking about how he has squatters on his property. And the squatters do whatever they want to do. They poop, they pee, they do all kinds of things wherever they want. It's not on his property, adjacent property to his. And he calls the health department. And the health department doesn't do anything. Sheriff doesn't do anything. And so finally he asked the health department guys, look at, if I was doing this on my property, what would you do? Oh, we'd cite you. Well, why? Why would you cite me and not them? Well, they're squatters and they wouldn't pay, but you would pay the fine. That's the way it works in California. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and gosh, you get the ear things going on here. Man, we just got a second pulse through our systems here. You guys heard it before. Sometimes in our systems, just electronics happen, you know. Anyway, Chris Street's going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to be talking about sustainable poverty in California. Join the revolt. The revolt is brewing. The revolt is brewing. Anyway, so California's sustainable poverty. California has the highest poverty rate in the nation due to residents paying double for electricity and $1 more per gallon of gas to pay for progressive politicians. Shocking. Absolutely shocking. Their quest for 100% sustainable energy. See, this is... We're bringing it to you because why? In France, they're doing this. There's a revolt. In California, they're doing this. Sustainability business. And there's a revolt. Anyway, we got a lot of things coming up here. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. It's agenda21radio.news. No calls. Also, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com will be joining us here. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, Stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.